let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Orlando Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Orlando Forbes. OrlandoForbes.com is her website. Hi, Orlando.
Hello, Mandy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about this survey. This is quite a name for a survey. Fall 2024 Global Rescue Traveler Sentiment and Safety Survey about travel blunders. I'm sure we've all committed one or two of these, or maybe more, blunders. Let's run through the what's the biggest blunder people do when they're traveling?
It's my top one. It's overpacking for a trip, because I think I need to be prepared for every single situation that may come up, but never usually does.
I think everyone is guilty of that, even myself. But yeah, you always kind of think, oh, I'm going to need this, I'm going to need that. And then you don't.
No, that's right. And you kind of end up wearing the same thing over and over, because it's comfortable. It's, yeah, you know, it feels nice and loose if you're in a hot tropical environment.
Yeah, so as long as it doesn't start to smell, it's okay.
That's right. And, you know, overpacking, it's not just hauling all this stuff with you. It can potentially lead to excess baggage fees, because especially during the holiday season, airlines are pretty focused on how much your bag weighs, difficulty navigating airports, and then just the frustration while traveling. And so packing light helps avoid these challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, and they always say, you know, if you can take a carry-on, do. That's a good one, but I don't think I could, unless it's like a couple of days, right? Like for a week, you do need some, you know, some daily you know, packing items. So but packing light does help you avoid some of these hassles and streamlines your journeys, for sure.
Well, and the other thing I will say too is leave space in your luggage, because you know you're gonna buy stuff.
Absolutely.
Where you are, so you need to find space in your luggage so you can take it back,
right?
And as not be charged the baggage fees and all the other things,
right? And like we talked about last week, you know, you don't depend on your carry-on anymore, because that's going to cost you as well.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so what was number two?
Flying with connections instead of nonstop. And actually that traveler error hadn't made the list until this year. And I always you know, promote to our guests, our travelers, to try and go as nonstop as possible. Because if you go via connections, it results in longer travel times, potentially missing flights due to delays, especially during when you're going through winter, where, you know, where there could be storms. Mm-hmm. And layovers are, you know, can tend to be exhausting and introduce more chance to lose your luggage, or just, you know, other complications compared to just the convenience of direct flights. Mm-hmm. We're lucky. Calgary's a great gateway for, you know, WestJet. Calgary's their hub. So they offer a lot of nonstop flights that you can enjoy and take advantage of.
I will say this, sometimes you can't avoid it, mm-hmm. because it depends on where you live, right? You mm-hmm. have to do a connection somewhere. But I've got the mindset now that if you are going to make a connection, then just make it, you know, it's going to take you a day to get where you're going. So don't be in a rush. Mm-hmm. Leave yourself plenty of time for your connection, and then, you know, go have lunch or dinner or whatever, even breakfast, depending on the time of day. Right. And enjoy the layover. Take your time, you know, maybe I don't know, read a book, something, whatever you want to do, and just have the mindset that this is going to take all day, so just relax and enjoy it.
That's right. That's a very good point. You know, and that's part of planning your itinerary in general, because that was one of the top three lists of most common mistakes for travelers, is that they maybe plan a too ambitious itinerary when they go to their destination. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not going to be able to see everything or immerse yourself into everything. So, you know, pick and choose what you really want to do on your vacation, what you want to see. And then you won't be exhausted and potentially missing out on experience experiences that you want. So planning does have its merits. You know, always work with a good travel advisor who can help you, you know, pick out and lay out your itinerary accordingly. And enjoy the experience instead of thinking you have to do every single thing, multiple things a day or during your week or your time away.
Yeah, you don't want to come back exhausted from your vacation, right?
Right.
So what are some of the other blunders that were mentioned?
So they say that, you know, people focus on saving money while forgetting that their time is equally valuable and a limited resource. So it's worth paying for like a museum admission rather than, you know, going on a free day and suffering through the slow lines or the crowds. So think about that as well. And, you know, when you're researching your trip, make sure that you're traveling with, you know, current information, not something that's outdated, like a guidebook or, you know, online. A lot of people look online to say, you know, maybe something has changed due to, you know, COVID's changed a lot of things. So maybe that place or that attraction you want to go to has limited hours of operation or just may not be in operation at all.
Yes.
So make sure you travel with, you know, information that's up to date. And, you know, don't be afraid to get lost, like wander the back streets or away from the main tourist area. So like Old Town Square and, you know, beautiful cities in Europe, maybe a mopsy, but maybe six blocks away, you'll find fewer crowds and interesting eateries. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, sometimes in travel, you make mistakes or something happens. It's just best to get over it and just, you know, have fun with the process and continue on your trip. Don't let the mistakes ruin your trip. It's just part of travel at the end of the day. So it's always good to be aware of also like scammers and thieves in when you're at a destination and such. So be cautious, be alert, watch for thieves. You know, always think about if you're in a crowded area or at a bus depot or a train, store your passport, credit cards, and cash securely in a money belt or at different parts of your body or, you know, if you have a bag or a backpack and such. And then also, and this was actually part of the survey that we originally were talking about this morning, today was people. A lot of people have enrolled in a trusted traveler program like Nexus or TSA PreCheck, and it does help you get through lines faster, like as far as customs is concerned and security procedures. And I actually have Nexus, and I recommend it. And also, like with airlines such as WestJet, they offer TSA PreCheck in different locations, and do it because you can go to a quicker line than having to be with the masses and trying to get security.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that seems to me that's always the unknown factor when you're traveling is you never know how long that security line is going to be.
Right.
So if you do have a Nexus or a TSA PreCheck, that really lessens the burden, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I wanted to get back to your point about time. Time is money and time is valuable. And I always look at when people are looking at hotel locations and price, and sometimes a cheaper hotel is further away from wherever you want to be. But when you factor in how long it's going to take you to get to where you want to be, say, I don't know, downtown, or you want to see a specific museum or a show or something, if it's going to take you an hour or an hour and a half and it's going to cost you $100 cab ride or a Uber ride or something, is it really worth, you know, spending less on the hotel when you can get a closer hotel for more money, but it's way more convenient?
Oh, absolutely. Because, yeah, it relates into time of, you know, getting to that place, but it also relates into time into factoring out, thinking about how you have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, exactly. It may not be that easy.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And you don't want to be confused or, you know, make things complicated. Research and information is always good in planning for your trip. But so, yeah, good point. Got to figure out.
And updated information, like you said.
Absolutely.
Not a 2001 handbook or something.
That's right.
Yeah. Odetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Odetta Forbes. OdettaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat with good tips, Odetta. Thank you.
Thank you. Be well.